I'm Sean Power reporting. Lamar's residents will go to the polls on Tuesday, December 2nd for a special runoff election to determine the mayor's race and an at-large seat on the Lamar City Council. And KLEM invites you to join us on Friday, November 21st for our Decision 2025 candidate forum. The forum will air live over the air on KLEM and on our YouTube page starting at 10:30 a.m. The hour-long broadcast will be divided into two half-hour segments, the first featuring City Council at-large candidates Derek Conyers and Beth Meyer, and the second featuring mayoral candidates Rob Bixman and Ryan Hughes. Listeners will have the opportunity to email questions to the moderator of the forum, Lamar's Community High School history teacher Michael Barr. Decision 2025, featuring all four candidates in the upcoming runoff election, will air live this upcoming Friday, November 21st at 10:30 a.m. The trial of a Lamar's man accused of murder will take place in April 2026. 22-year-old Omar Cruz is charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of 21-year-old Miguel Martinez Luna, which occurred at Martinez Luna's home in Lamar's on September 30, 2024. Cruz was arrested in Sioux City a week later and has been in custody at the Plymouth County Jail since then. Cruz was originally scheduled to go on trial on October 28th of this year, but his attorneys requested a continuance to adequately prepare for the trial. His trial is now set to start on Tuesday, April 14th at 9 a.m., with Plymouth County Attorney Darren Raymond prosecuting. Cruz has pleaded not guilty to the charges and is currently held on $1 million bond. Cruz has filed a handwritten request with the court seeking for a change of venue for the trial outside of Lamar's. In the document, Cruz alleges that the Lamar's Police Department released vital evidence and inflammatory statements to local news media that indicated Cruz committed the crimes he's charged with and that his due process rights were violated. The court will not accept the request, as Cruz cannot file motions on his behalf since he has representation by legal counsel. Three fire departments fought a fire Thursday night that destroyed an abandoned century-old farmhouse south of Storm Lake near the Buena Vista-Sac County line. Lindsay Cruz reports.
Around 9:30 p.m., the Storm Lake Fire Department was dispatched after a passerby spotted flames. When firefighters arrived, the two-story house was already fully engulfed. Mutual aid was quickly requested from the Newell and Early Fire Departments to provide additional water. Mid-American Energy crews shut off power to the property, and Buena Vista County Secondary Roads later brought in an excavator to knock down unstable portions of the building that continued to smolder. The fire was brought under control, with crews using thermal imaging cameras to check for hot spots. No injuries were reported, and the cause of the blaze remains under investigation.
Taco John's and the Lamar's Chamber of Commerce will hold a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the grand reopening of the restaurant in Lamar's on Monday. Starting at 9:30 a.m. on Monday, an open house at the newly renovated building will be held, with free coffee and donut bites offered. The ribbon-cutting ceremony itself will take place at 10 a.m., with members of the Chamber of Commerce present. A free bike giveaway and a golden ticket giveaway will also be held during the event. The restaurant had been closed for renovations since September 9th. Drive-through service became available starting on October 25th, and the dining room was reopened to the public last week. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.